hacker exposes Bitcoin addresses operated by Russian intelligence, cold storage and logistics giant Americold gets hacked, and a major cPanel vulnerability needs patching. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Ed. Today is the 1st of May, and this podcast episode is brought to you by Proofpoint. In today's top story, a suspected hacker has exposed 986 Bitcoin addresses allegedly operated by Russia's three main intelligence services, the GRU, SVR, and FSB. The hack and subsequent leak took place over a year ago and were discovered by blockchain analysis company Chainalysis. The company believes the hacker gained access to the private keys of several GRU wallets. Between February 12 and March 14 last year, the hacker sent transactions from the compromised wallets to other Russian intelligence-controlled addresses, and each transaction contained a note in the op return field identifying the recipients as GRU, SVR, or FSB. Calling themselves the GRU Kakia, the hacker claimed the agencies used the Bitcoin addresses for hacking operations. Now, Chainalysis says that once Russia invaded Ukraine, the hacker stopped exposing the addresses and began stealing money from them and sending it to wallets that were raising donations for Ukraine's war effort. In other news, the US Department of Justice detected the breach related to the SolarWinds supply chain attack in May 2020. That's 6 months before the incident became widely known, according to a report by Kim Zetta in Wired. Despite the early discovery, the DOJ's security team and experts from Mandiant and Microsoft didn't catch the significance of the breach at the time. The SolarWinds hack became widely known in December 2020 after hackers also breached Mandiant and Microsoft's networks, leading the two companies to further investigate the intrusions. FBI Director Christopher Wray says China has a bigger cyber program than all other major nations combined. Wray says the number of Chinese hackers working for the government there outnumber the FBI's cyber personnel by at least 50 to 1. At a Congress budget hearing, Wray requested an additional $63 million for the agency's annual budget so the agency could beef up its cyber staff with 192 new positions. Mobile security firm Lookout has discovered a new Android spyware strain named BoldSpy. The company says the malware is typically installed on the smartphones of people arrested by Farah Jar, one of Iran's law enforcement agencies. Lookout says it found evidence of the malware's use that dates back to March 2020, but traffic to the malware's command and control servers spiked during the height of the Mahsa Amini protests in late 2020, suggesting police might have installed it on the devices of detained protesters. Lookout says that based on data they obtained from BoldSpy's CNC servers, the spyware appears to have been used on more than 300 people, ranging from minority groups to suspected criminal group members. This marks the second incident where an Iranian government agency installed malware on the personal devices of Mahsa Amini protesters. In October of last year, TrailerBits security researcher Hamid Kashfi also found that the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps was manually installing malware on the devices of detained anti-government protesters. Cybersecurity firm Sophos says the median dwell time an attacker spent inside a compromised network before being detected went down to 10 days in 2022. That's down from 15 days in the previous year. The shorter dwell time is similar to what other security firms have documented. Mandiant reported a dwell time of 16 days, while SecureWorks reported a dwell time of 11 days. Compiled with data from Sophos incident response engagements, the report also showed ransomware's clear dominance of the IR space, with almost 70% of Sophos IR engagements being ransomware related. And staying on that topic, activity from ransomware gangs intensified throughout the end of 2022 and the start of this year, according to reports from cybersecurity firm Coveware and US law firm Baker Hostetler. Kyware reports that 45% of ransomware attacks this year had an initial ransom demand of over $1 million, while the average ransom payout was around $327,000. Now, Kyware says that in quarter one of this year, they believe that 45% of the companies that got ransomed eventually paid their attackers, a number that went up from the 37% figure from the previous quarter. AssetNote researchers have discovered a cross-site scripting vulnerability that impacts the cPanel web hosting platform. AssetNote says the vulnerability is severe because it allows an attacker to execute arbitrary JavaScript code on cPanel-hosted servers. Now, this is a pre-authentication attack, and the only condition is that cPanel runs in its default setup. So, an attacker could abuse this bug to install web shells on cPanel-hosted servers. A patch for the bug was released at the end of February, but it's unclear how many of the 1.4 million cPanel installations currently available online have actually been updated. Cold storage and logistics giant Americold has been hacked, and several of its IT systems have been down for almost a week. According to an email the company sent customers, the company says it suffered a network breach on the night between Tuesday and Wednesday last week and is still investigating the incident. It expects IT systems to be down throughout the week. And that is all for this podcast edition. Closing the episode is Proofpoint Senior Threat Intelligence Analyst Selena Larson discussing recent malware distribution campaigns coming out of the Kataro TDS.
In March and April of this year, Proofpoint observed multiple threat actors begin using the same TTPs using Kataro TDS to Firebase URLs in attack chains. Malware delivery associated with this new attack chain includes IcedID and Bumblebee malware. It is likely the activity is all using a shared, likely commodity service for malware delivery. While these services are not uncommon, their use in a new attack chain by multiple threat actors is notable. For example, in mid-April, TA-581 returned to the email threat landscape after an almost month-long absence to distribute Cisco Maracai security alert-themed emails delivering Bumblebee malware. Messages contained a PDF with an embedded Kataro TDS URL. Kataro would either serve a fake 404 page or redirect to the download of an MSI file. This MSI file then ran a PowerShell script, which decoded and decompressed a Base64 encoded payload, which was then executed in memory, allowing the payload, Bumblebee, to run without being written to disk. This is an example illustrating a trend among cybercrime threat actors. Many will all start to use the same TTPs around the same time. Learn more by visiting Proofpoint Threat Insight on Twitter.
And that was Selena Larson from today's sponsor, Proofpoint. You can find links to all the reports mentioned in this show in our newsletter. Head to riskybiznews.substack.com. Thanks for your company.